we have to fight this. We will fight this. The good news is basically the because the Postal Service rulemaking is now in effect and is ripe, we can go to court and challenge it. So, look for that very, very soon, because, this is ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's unconstitutional. Elections are run by states. And what they are trying to do is undermine the right of people in this country to vote. And they're trying to make it harder for our veterans, people in rural Arizona, to vote. And we're going to fight that.
You know, obviously, as you point out, elections in America are run by states. It's a federalist country. But one thing you said there really stands out, Attorney General. You said 80 to 90% of voters in Arizona cast their ballots by mail. Okay, as in that's the norm. That's how everybody does it. So can you just play the hypothetical with me? If this went ahead, okay, and you're 44 days out from everything starting in early October and you had to comply, would you even be able to run an election? What would you do?
I mean, I think it's a great question. And I think it would cause absolute and total chaos, because the people of my state are literally going to be waiting by their mailbox, waiting for a ballot to arrive, and their expectation is that it'll arrive and they'll fill it out and they'll put it in the mail or they'll put it in a Dropbox, and that'll be that. That's how we vote. It's how we have voted in Arizona since 1992. And interestingly enough, it was pioneered here by Republicans.